What's going on, people? It's another episode with Daily Tulsa Link, man. And the first thing I want to start off is a Happy New Year to everybody. You know, this is my first podcast episode for 2021. I'm a little late, but I got it. But yeah, I just want to start off by saying, man, I hope everybody out there, man, have a good 2021. Make sure everything is just positive vibes, good energy, good flows, good everything. I think that's something we all should strive for coming up into this next year and understanding, you know what I'm saying, last year wasn't too good, you know, for a lot of things, you know. I think we should definitely just come in this year with just great positive energy and bring some, you know what I'm saying, bring some outside of negativity, you know what I'm saying. Stop bringing that in. Bring something other than that. But yeah, man, for myself, I feel like 2021, I just want to be consistent, you know, be a little more consistent. I think that's probably what I'm focused more so about 2021 for myself, is just consistency. And I don't even just mean with just the podcast, you know, itself, but for more so about just consistency in life, you know, being more consistent partner, consistent dad, consistent brother, son, you know, just being more consistent and knowing what I'm bringing to the table and letting everybody else around me know what's going on and what's going to be brought to the table. Yeah. But today, this episode, excuse me, I got a little cold. But today in this episode, I want to focus more so about challenging your mind. You know, I was just thinking on that kind of heavy lately, and I think that's something pretty big. You know what I mean? I think just challenging yourself. You know what I mean? I think a lot of times we be in situations where we ain't seeing no progression or nothing like that going on for us in our life. But the main thing is we're not challenging ourselves enough. We're not putting ourselves in any position. We're not making ourselves feel uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean uncomfortable like in a super bad way, but like out your comfort zone. Don't be so, you know what I mean? You know something. You ain't gonna always do that. Switch it up so you can, you know what I mean? Get out of that comfort zone. I think that's going to be very big to that next level for anybody in any situation too. Just being able to put something else on your mind and make it a little more rigorous for that. You know what I'm saying? Don't always sit on the same thing, you know what I mean? And get complacent and dormant on things. You know what I'm saying? Always be willing and able to challenge your mind. You know what I'm saying? Challenge it. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Not even, and a lot of times, like myself, I could tell myself sometimes, man, I be on some mediocre shit. You know what I mean? I be chilling and shit, you know what I mean, on my own little shit. And ain't really, you know, I'm thinking about big things and shit for myself too. And then I just sit back and think, like, nigga, I'm on some bullshit though for myself. Like, we talking like I'm on bullshit on myself. Like, I'm really bullshitting myself. I'm sitting here thinking about where I need to be and where I want to be and have all the reasons why I should do it and why I'm willing and why I am, you know, it should just be me doing, you know, wherever I want to be. But I felt, and then I just really sit and think like I'm bullshitting though. You know what I'm saying? I'm not putting no effort into what type of energy I'm thinking about. You know, I think that's big. What kind of energy, what kind of effort are you putting into the type of energy you're thinking about, the things you're thinking about? You know what I mean? What kind of energy you giving that? And I think that's what it kind of boils down to, because we could sit and say all types of things we think about in our heads. Yeah, that's easy. But what kind of things are we doing and challenging ourselves to actually ultimately achieve that goal? You know, like some things become so almost like, I don't know, man. Some things become so goddamn repetitive. You know what I'm saying? So repetitive. And you just get stuck and you don't even know what to do anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been times in my life where I know I was looking for certain situations. And it's like, I'm still stuck at doing what I was doing when I was looking to get out of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have a hard time trying to pay some shit on time. And I, you know what I'm saying? I'm steady doing the opposite things that I needed to do. The opposite things to change that. You know what I'm saying? Nigga know what he need to do. Nigga know what he, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's like, you know what you need to do. You know what it takes to get there. You know, it's like, you know all the key. It's like everything be in front of you. It's just like, I think that's where that fear come in. That's where that, I think that's where that boils down to, where that fear come in, where you like, are you going to take that leap? And are you going, you know what I'm saying? Are you going to escalate to that next level? I think that's where it's going to boil down to. Once you, are you able to boil down to that next level? I mean, and but are you prepared and are you ready? I think that's big too. A lot of people be wanting and wishing for things in life and we not even really ready. You know what I'm saying? Prepare yourself for that next stage. If you want that, then prepare yourself for that. It's gonna come. It's all about the preparation though. Don't be asking for a Corvette, nigga, and you ain't got no damn, you ain't even got your license. How the hell you think you want a Corvette, nigga, you ain't even got your license? You know what I'm saying? A lot of things just don't make sense. You know what I mean? So you want to always be in great positions to work on that and always be able to necessarily not even work on just that in particular, but more so that within self. You know what I mean? Work on that. Because if you can work on that and then, you know what I mean, critique it with yourself, I mean, then you, there's, the sky's the limit. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of times it comes down to us being real and us buckling down and challenging our own mind. You know what I mean? I think a lot of times once you leave like the schooling and education systems and things like that, you know what I'm saying? You kind of forget how to like challenge your mind on an everyday basis. You know what I'm saying? Like just doing, you know, because after a while you working don't become rigorous if you're not doing anything you don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like you just jump out and go to the workforce, like you really didn't challenge your mind, like, you know what I'm saying, like if that was just what you was on, you know what I'm saying, like you'll learn a job and you know what I mean, but it's like it's so much more than learning somebody's job. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing about life too. You don't want to be out here living your life through from somebody else's thinking. You know what I'm saying? Everything that goes around us, everything that moves, everything, every transaction, every system, every this is all the thinking of somebody. You know? Somebody thought of everything that is going on. You know, I don't think people understand that as much as they need to know. But everything that is going on around you was thought about. You know what I'm saying? Was thought about. So sit and think about that. Everything that you go about. Why you pour milk in cereal? Why you make bread and cheese for a grilled cheese? Why you, all that was thought about. So you want to think on that. Like, damn, you going to clock in, do this at that job. That was thought about. Somebody thought we're going to have the workers do this, they're going to clock in there, That was all thought. That is someone else's thinking. Now, I understand you can get caught up in that, but I'm just saying, you don't want to spend your rest of your life living out somebody else's thinking. You know what I'm saying? And that's what happened. And that's when it comes back to, reversing back to knowing oneself. You know what I'm saying? Know what you are good at. Know what you know what I'm saying? Be true to you. Don't try to fight, you know what I'm saying, and give different type of vibes off that's not you. And, you know what I mean, doing things out of your nature. It's cool to try different things. That's not what, you know what I'm saying, I'm necessarily picking at. You know what I mean? Like myself, I feel like I know myself well. I don't try to do things that's really not me, you know? I've been in a lot of situations, but I try not to do things that is not me. You know what I mean? And by me knowing that, I just know off the vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like, the vibe itself would just be me knowing that. Like, I go probably step out somewhere, being a little situation going on, you know what I mean? And I just know the vibe. Like, okay, I probably thug it out, kick it out. But if it's, you know what I mean, I'm like, I'm a ride out. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not me. I know my vibes. I know what I'm comfortable in. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times you got to know what you're comfortable in. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people don't know their comfort levels. You got people out here just doing things. Find your comfort level. If you like to do certain, if you like to goddamn play Pokemon, we'll play it. You know what I'm saying? You can't be mad or be a feeling. Stop. Everybody got to stop feeling so judgmental. You know what I'm saying? And feeling hurt off of somebody else's opinion. Don't let nobody else's opinion, you know what I'm saying, steer you away from you. You know what I mean? I think growing up, you know what I'm saying, that shit was so big in school, though. You know what I'm saying? And that's just one, and that's one reason why I don't really, I think classism is the worst thing next to racism. Because, like, somebody can have so much less than somebody else, and niggas will make fun of that shit. You know, as a kid, you ain't even, you tripping, you like, damn, this nigga, you know what I'm saying? But then you, nigga, as you get older and you think about that shit, you like, damn, niggas was making fun of bro, because his mom, his folks ain't, you know what I'm saying? It ain't his fault. You know what I'm saying? That's in a position where it's like, damn, that definitely ain't his fault. He was brought in a situation where it was, you know what I'm saying? And that's what make me really, you know what I'm saying, hate about classism. You know what I'm saying? That's probably one of the worst things I think I hate about classism. That being alone. But you know what I'm saying? That was just an example for that, though. You know what I mean? But I really just wanted to get in depth a little bit about, you know what I mean, just challenging yourself and your mind. I feel like if we can focus on ourselves and knowing what we are within ourselves, and I think the main thing I hear a lot is, you know, being true to you. If you can be true to you, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking that if you be true to yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think we can't stress that, because once you true to yourself, the authentic, man, it's so authentic out there. The authenticity. It's so out there, man. Like, you can't even see it. It's so crazy. And it's like, you'll be like, okay, it stand out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think people understand, like, authentic stands out. Cause it's just it. You know what I'm saying? Being authentic is like, okay, that nigga's authentic. And what does that mean? That means he's just, you know what I'm saying? It's him. It's original, you know what I'm saying? Original, not original, but original, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to have something that ain't nobody else bringing to the table, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's big in today's world. I think if we can all focus on ourselves and learn what ourselves is, and then we get to making these steps and knowing what we can do, we can challenge ourselves better and become better people. You know, I think in the future times, man, life is going to hit a lot of things different, because like, people just going to live life a different way. You know, I feel like, you know, maybe 20, 30 years from now, life is just going to be a different way of living, you know? Like, it's right now, I feel like it's cool, but I feel like it's going to be a super different way of living. It's going to be such a different way of living. Like, I think, you know what I mean? I think a lot of morals and things of that nature are going to be more in effect. I think we ain't going to be so harsh on each other, too, as much. You know what I mean? I think a lot of things is going to die down because things get old. You know what I'm saying? And I think when that happens, you know, it's other troubles. You know what I'm saying? One thing going down another. But I think that's going to be one of the major focuses if we can do that. But yeah, man, this is pretty much going to wrap up the end of this episode. I want to say another again, Happy New Year's to everybody out there, man. And I hope everybody had a safe one and it was good, man. And I just make some, I'm in a mood to just bring some good energy throughout 2021. You know what I'm saying? Just don't bring the good energy in through the first of the year. You know what I'm saying? Nah, go on, have that energy, spread it out through spring. You know what I'm saying? Summer. So, you know, have it all the way out. Have some good energy going. You know what I'm saying? 2020 was a rough one. So I just want to spread good, positive energy, and we just keep it going, man. And I think, yep, that's going to wrap it up today, man. And thank y'all for listening again to Daily Talks with Link. And peace out and be safe.